Bank of Cardiff, this is Soraya.
Hi, Soraya. It's Shirley with Kinetic.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Mark's a little upset.
I saw that.
Yeah, I did not. I was not going to stack anything on deck. I was dealing with that universal funding for like forever, right?
Right, right.
For a month. Right. And nothing could get done. So he connects me to a friend of his, which is this AM Marketing. AM Marketing gets on deck to do a deal where they're going to pay off Mark, which is why I asked for the payoff letter.
Got it.
And they were going to end up giving me like $40,000 or some 45, something like that. Okay. So all said and done, now they had an issue with a lien on the account. Well, the lien on the account is Mark. Is IBIS, is our on our UCFF filing. It's a lien on the business, right?
I see. Okay.
So they were upset about that, and I said, well, as I read the name, they're like, this GRP company. I'm like, GRP? I don't know a GRP.
No, that sounds like green. Go ahead.
Well, then he reads down the line. He says, oh, that's the IBIS growth. I said, yeah, that's them. That's who I told you. I said, and that's the amount. You have a payoff letter for that.
Right.
Oh, okay. So then, he couldn't fund today, so I said, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to play games. Because, of course, supposedly it was 2 hours last week it was going to get done. Didn't get them. So I dropped dealing with them at all. Okay.
Yeah.
So in dropping dealing with them, all of a sudden today he calls up and he wants to know, Mark, something about some $15,000, which was a... I always ask for a payoff loan. I don't know where this guy got this sheet.
So... I it sounds to me like maybe that guy kind of manipulated the letter. Is that possible?
Yeah. It sounds exactly like that. Which, you know, I always ask. I always come to you. So I didn't do such thing. I didn't want you to think that I did. I sent Mark an email. I forwarded Mark email showing him who I was dealing with. And I showed him, basically... that On Deck was in it at the time, and they were asking questions and so forth. And I called him, just so you know.
Okay, so you called.
I don't want him to get all freaked out. Yeah, I think I took care of it. He seemed calm. It was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm glad it's good. I was just going to be my next thing to look over and maybe, you know, try to get in on the message and see what we can do. But I'm happy to hear that you guys were able to resolve it.
Well, that's just crazy. I can't. Why would somebody forge a payoff letter when I'm giving to you? They're always blue at the top.
Yeah.
Especially when there's.
Yeah. Well, so you know what? Sometimes, you never, like, we try to be as honest and upfront as possible, but there's some people in this industry who are just not. So it could be that, you know, that person, whoever you're working with, AM something, I've never heard of them. It's possible they may not have the
AM highest, marketing.
Maybe they don't have the highest integrity, unfortunately. So they just wanted to try to get their commission, you know?
I guess so.
Well, sorry about that.
Hon.
All right. Okay. Well, take care.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.